Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Luis. What's the disappointment like now that you guys officially are eliminated from playoff contention?
Well, definitely, you know, tough. I mean, we're, you know, from last night and the last game we play and how, you know, things started in this game. You know, we're pushing the whole time, you know. We're playing a lot of catch-up baseball. You know, we felt like, you know, since this thing started, I mean, we're finding ways to fix some of the problems that we had, you know, and we showed some resiliency. And now that it comes down to this, it's definitely tough. It's the toughest loss of the year because it takes us out from what we're trying to achieve. But proud of the guys. It's because they fight, they play really hard. We saw it in a couple of plays today when that happened, and we had a couple of casualties there with guys that got hurt on the field. So I mean, it's a tough loss. It's not the season that we anticipated, as a start. We felt that we were going to be that team that was going to be part of that, you know, playoff group, and we didn't achieve our goal.
Thank you.
Hey, Louie, I know you guys are obviously disappointed, but in a year where that many teams make the playoffs, how surprised are you that you aren't one of them?
No, I am. I mean, I just said it. I think this is a very talented team. We did have some adversity, but I thought that we had the plan, to just fill in with some of the things that can happen along the way. Guys showed up, you know, whether we needed a starter at the beginning, like Debbie Peterson showed up, lost guys that opted out. We had somebody come in to play every day in a position and responded well. We had some problems with our defense. I thought we fixed it. We became better. I mean, there are some things that we did right along the way just to, get hot, and that's something that just didn't happen. So not to be part of those of the 16, you know, which is, you know, larger group this year out of the 30 teams is definitely tough. I mean, I thought there's a good shot of getting in there, and not getting in there is it can be a little frustrating.
Hey, Louie, can you really? I know you mentioned a couple of things, the adversity that you guys struggled through. Is there any like a particular failure that you can kind of hang this on? I mean, I know you said you're surprised that you're not one of the top eight in the National League, and maybe it just doesn't seem like it was one thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think every team goes through stretches. Every team has adversities. Every team had injuries. There are a lot of injuries throughout the league. We had some difficulties in our pitching staff, you know, particularly the rotation, the starting rotation. And you know, I thought the adversity came in when we started stretching guys because we needed to do that. I mean, that was the plan, just to fix that area. And then that affected a little bit in the bullpen. And then also some of the things, you know, in game, like our defense compromised a couple of games. Our base running minimizes some chances to score, hitting with runners in scoring position. So there's a variety of things that stood in the way. But I don't think it makes a lot of, you know, that's our particular case. You know, it makes a lot of difference from, like, teams just go through challenges like this. I mean, we just haven't didn't get to that point where we got hot, even though we fixed some of those things. You know, it just didn't happen for us.
Hey, Louie, just what are the statuses of Dom and Jimenez?
We're evaluating Jimenez. Dom, we kept checking on him constantly because Jimenez just, you know, we were moving him immediately out of the game because, you know, he was like in the right side area. He was signaling. We didn't want to take a risk. So he's getting evaluated. But with Dom, we checked with him throughout the game and how he was. And he hit his knee and I think a little bit of his face too on the, you know, to the wall. He wanted to stay in there. He felt good to play, but he's not starting game two. He should be available out of the bench, but, and I just saw him. He's in there. He's in the clubhouse, but with Jimenez, we'll reassess when we get a better feel. I just saw him, but, you know, we'll reassess when we get a better feel from the trainers and where he's at and what exactly is.